We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Happy New Year!
Another year's beginning.
Every year is a new adventure.
We don't know what each year will bring.
God gives us so many surprises.
God is in control of our lives.
Our lives change.
But God never changes.
His gift of forgiveness and love is always there for all who believe in Him.
Hebrews 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
We put our faith in Jesus.
We put our trust in Jesus.
We put our hope in Jesus. We fix our eyes on Jesus.
Your mind is not on earthly things. Your prize is found in heaven. You know His power. You know His love. Your sins have been forgiven. Fix your eyes on Jesus. There's a joy like no other, a peace that passes all. Jesus is your master, and you can hear Him call. Fix your eyes on Jesus.
You want to seek Him, you want to find Him, you want to know Him, you want to love Him more and more.
Consider it lost for the gift that Jesus gave me when He took the cross.
Fix your eyes on Jesus. You want to seek Him, you want to find Him, you want to know Him, you want to love Him more and more.
Get what is behind you, look to your heavenly home. Through the darkness He will shine, to win the prize, press on.
Fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes.
In Paul's letter to the Romans, he tells the people not to conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Times are different now, but this godly advice is still so important to all believers. What kind of things do you see in the world that you don't want to go along with?
Stealing.
Bad language.
Oh, yes.
Not telling the truth and lying about stuff.
That's something that we see all the time now. Some people don't know the difference between what's right and what's wrong and what's truth and what's a lie, do they? I'm
no.
sure you've all had examples where people have lied to you.
And some people don't really realize how important it is to tell the truth.
Yeah. Everywhere we go, we can see things that don't honor the Lord, right?
Yes.
And these are the things that Paul says, do not conform. Do not go along with them. But renew your mind. When you renew something, what does that mean?
Starting over.
Starting over. And how do you start over in your mind? Do you take all your brain, the stuff that's in your brain, and just throw it away and start all over? Hallie?
Just to ask God to help you make a new start by taking all the sinning and all the sins that you did, just throwing them in a trash can or something.
Okay, so actually getting rid of that and then just saying, okay, Lord, I can't do it on my own now. You're going to help me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. How else can we renew our minds? Kaya?
If you go to church.
Okay, and you can learn from people then at your church. They'll help you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how else, Alexa?
Like going to youth groups and other places where you can talk to other people
mm-hmm.
in the faith.
Yeah. And there's one very important book that we can read to help us renew our minds. Cheyenne.
The Bible.
That's right. The Bible. Because God gives us so much in His Word that we can use. And Alexa's going to read a verse from Romans that talks about all of the things written in the past.
Romans 15:4 says, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of Scriptures, we might have hope."
And our hope is in all the promises the Lord has given us in His Word. He is faithful, He is loving, He's in control, and we can stand on that. God, believe in God's Word, study God's Word, and pray every day. And the song that we heard earlier taught us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, like we're running a race and Jesus is at the finish line.
Study and pray every day.
Keep on working and learning.
Hebrews 10:19 teaches us some very important lessons about our faith.
Draw near to God with a sincere heart.
Know what you believe and be sure of what you believe.
Whatever you've done wrong, Jesus forgives you.
You don't have to worry.
Hold on to the hope you have in Jesus.
Tell others and encourage them to love and trust Jesus.
Trust in the Lord. In
In all you do, the Lord is there beside you. Trust in the Lord, and He will show you the way. Beside you, trust in the Lord, and He will show you the way. He's the living water, He's the bread of life, and all who thirst and precious in His sight. Trust in the Lord, in all you do, the Lord is there beside you. Trust in the Lord, and He will show you the way. He's the bread of life, and all who thirst and hunger are precious in His sight. Trust in the Lord, in all you do, the Lord is there to guide you. Trust in He will show you the way, and He will show you the way.
As we begin a new year, let's renew our minds.
To trust God more.
To tell more people about Him.
To love God more.
To love others more.
To learn more about Him.
To turn away from what the world says is right.
Look in the Bible for truth and direction in your life.
And remember,
God is faithful.
God loves you.
Now and forevermore. See you next time.
To share this lesson with others.
We can learn from you.
You can write us
at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Or give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.
Visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
Would you like to join our kids club or the circle of friends?
Please contact us for information about our ministry. Thanks to all those who have written or called in with your support.